Welcome back to the Making Sense of Money podcast presented to you by P1FCU, where we tackle all the financial topics that matter the most to you. I'm your host, Tanis, and today we have a senior from Lewiston High School, Aiden McFedridge. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I am very impressed with you. So I'm so excited to hear about your journey with media and how you got started. So I thought you could start off with that. Just give us your story.
Alrighty. So it really started off sophomore year of high school, where I joined the sports broadcasting class at Lewiston High School.
Oh, nice.
And it was starting it, when I signed up for the class, I was like, oh, sports, and then a bunch of camera stuff. And I heard we got like, because we have a big old green room in our high school, and we have a bunch of camera stuff. So I was like, oh, this could be really cool, like checking it out. And then it started with, I started making these little sports graphics for athletes at the high school, with just like their name on it, just pictures of them, and just trying to make it cool. And so I started messing around with that, and then I started posting them on Instagram of just, I would tag them, or they would ask me, and I'd do it all for free, just just for fun. I just wanted to start something, because I had a buddy that was like, oh, you should totally just start an Instagram and start posting these. And I'm like, oh, sure.
Totally.
And so it started out with that, and then like all the players, like the next one would come and be like, oh, I want one. Can you make me one? And then it just started like a rolling thing.
And you're still keeping up with your homework?
Yeah. But that started to become like a priority, where I just wanted to get better at that. And I was like, oh, I'm really interested in this.
Yeah.
And then it started because we have our sports broadcasting like streaming, where we'd go to the games, like basketball games, and live stream the games, like an ESPN or just like a live stream broadcast of the games. And I was kind of like the younger of the kids. Like there was like seniors that were doing like the big heavy duty like replay and like just controlling the stream. And they're like, oh, like my teacher Steele, and I really want to like shout out Steele, because he really helped me get into this, like find this passion. He just gave me the opportunity. And they were like, would you like to run a camera at the game just to help with the stream? And so I picked that up once, and then I was like, I'll sign up again. And then I just kept doing it. And then I became like one of the main just guys on the side for the game, just with the big old camera on the sideline.
Oh my gosh, how cool is that?
I know. And it was just, that just really started. And then I just wanted to buy my own camera and just get, just start doing things, just my own thing.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, just taking pictures and videos of kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that was probably like through sports, and when it started to become fun for you, that's probably when it clicked that that was something you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. When I started getting like parents and like kids reaching out, they're like, oh, I love the work. Like just like a bunch of supporters around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, dang, I could, like, this is really fun. Like, because usually I would find things that I was interested in, and I'd lose it in a couple weeks, be like, ah, I'm not, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
But this is, like, the one thing that's really, like, stuck with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been really cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine, just because I think about back when I was in high school, and there was none of that.
I mean,
a class offering that kind of tailors to that kind of craft, essentially, is just crazy, because you would think that if that was available to students back then maybe we'd have a little bit more of a niche. But it's just crazy how technology has just really skyrocketed, especially in the new high school. So when did you decide to start a business? Because you at some point you started a business.
Yes. So I wouldn't really consider it a business until maybe like 3 to 4 months ago, like more like in the summertime. Because last year, when I was just like going to the games, taking pictures, I kind of just considered it as like a side gig, like like on the side, because I was still working. I had a job at the city of Lewiston helping out the Parks and Rec department.
Oh, cool.
And I was just kind of doing it as a side, and then I'd like work on it during class or just like do it on the side, not really like put full focus on it. But then it started kind of towards the end of baseball season last year, where like things were really, really kicking off. And then I had like businesses around the valley reach out to me, and I was like, oh, wow. Like this is actually getting big.
Yeah.
Like it's just growing a lot. And I was like, all right, I could take this full time. So I I resigned from my job at the city, and I was like telling my parents, I'm like, I'm going to take this full time. Like, I'm going to invest myself. I'm going to take it all I can do and really put it towards it. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, that's when it really started.
How could it not? The hobby turned into like a passion, which is so cool.
Oh yeah. It's great to love what you're doing and like make money doing it. So
yeah. And at your age, I mean, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So what would a typical day look for you as far as going to school, you know, this hobby that's turned into your business and you're making money off of it now. What is your typical day look like?
A typical day for me looks like, so I guess I'd start like with a Monday. I'd look for the games for the whole week, and then I would like reach out to players. I'm like, hey, would you like, or like players/parents, and like, hey, would you like me to come to your game, take pictures? And then I would get that all sorted out, and I'd get my full week going. So I'm like, I'm full. I got stuff going on every day.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I'd reach out to players, and then I'd go to the game, and then I would stay up like all night editing pictures. Like, my brain doesn't stop like turning until like I'm done. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, go, I gotta get this done, which is, it's always been a pretty helpful thing with me, or like I keep compliments I keep getting is that I'm like consistent. Like, I get things out the next day or the next couple of days. Like, mm-hmm. I don't wait too long to get, because I have this like thing in my head where I got to get them out to the people, because the faster you get it, you're going to be like, oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes you feel better.
Absolutely.
And so that I would just edit pictures all night long, and then I'd go to school. And so my internet at my house isn't the greatest. Mm. So I kind of use the school to my advantage. Like,
yeah, why wouldn't you?
Exactly. Yeah. So then I get to school, because I start my day with Mr. Steele's class, which is like the sports broadcasting, the yearbook class. So it all kind of comes together.
Yeah.
And I would spend that time finishing if I needed to edit photos, and then uploading them to my website, and then getting them out to people. And so that would really, and that kind of became like a daily thing for me, where it just became a cycle of just getting things done, taking pictures the night before, editing them, finishing them up in the next morning, and getting it all out to people.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool is that? So how do you see the role of content creation, especially in a place like Lewiston? I mean, you've had a lot of different avenues, mm-hmm. Specifically sports, but how would you describe that?
I would say in like Lewiston, so before I started doing all of this, like started picking up buying the camera, picking it up, going to games, I wouldn't really see much of it in Lewiston at all. Mm-hmm. Like, if I really sit down and think about it, I don't know who else. Like,
maybe the Tribune.
Exactly. Like the newspaper, the Tribune.
Right.
But that kind of also helped me too, because I kind of find like a spot where there was nothing, there was no one really doing that in mm-hmm. Lewiston, like freelance photography at the high school games or games around the community. And I started just seeing like people in Coeur d'Alene that were doing it my age, because I have some buddies that I've met through over the whole journey, just talking to them. And so I feel like in a place in Lewiston, I feel like it's growing a lot, mm-hmm. especially like you guys doing this podcast,
and
like
for sure.
just like getting things out there in the community so like people can see what's going on.
Right.
So I feel like it's growing, and I feel like we really do need it, because it does help. I don't know. It helps bring people together. You know?
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's the direction that we're going.
Exactly.
Is,
yeah.
Is more of a online media
exactly,
live stream
yeah.
type thing, which has its pros and cons, of
course,
yeah. but I think that's great that that's something you're pouring into. And I might know the answer to this one, but is there a sporting event that's always a blast to capture?
I can't really give a specific sport.
Really?
I really do love every sport. Like, there hasn't been a sport yet where I've been like dreading to go to.
But Golden Throne's probably so
amazing. Oh yeah. Just like the atmosphere at Golden Throne is crazy. Like, I remember it was probably the first time I've ever been at a game, and I was like actually shaking.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I felt like one of the players.
The energy is just wild.
You can feel it. It's a surreal like feeling. But yeah, Golden Throne, Battle of the Bridges is always fun. Just like where everyone's at.
Yes.
You can just feel it. Yeah.
Well, and the beautiful facilities. I mean, that makes your job really easy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you have a favorite project or video that's really stood out to you in your past projects?
Not necessarily. I don't really have one that sticks out specifically. Maybe like the first one.
Yeah.
Because that, I remember when it was last September. That's when I started doing this. It was like about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I went to the Post Falls game. I went to the Post Falls game with the football team.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recording video for, I'm pretty sure, our school YouTube, just to get like football clips in because we didn't have any new ones because it was the start of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I took some of the clips from the game and made a little montage and posted on Instagram. And like, I remember getting texts from the football players who are like, oh my gosh, Aiden, what the heck?
Yeah.
And they're like, they were so excited about it. And so that was probably the first one that I was like, yeah, this is cool.
I bet.
Yeah. And then, that was probably my favorite one so far.
Cool.
But obviously, winning the battle, Golden Throne, and that video is always so awesome when I hear about it. So, those ones are always good.
And you put all this on your Instagram, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And is it just McFetti Media, or what's your handle?
My handle is, it's just McFetti with two Y's because I couldn't get the I couldn't get the one. But, and then McFetti Media on all over. You could just search it up and,
Cool. Cool, cool.
Yeah.
If you were giving advice to another high school student who is interested in either media or just anything, what would be that advice to them to just get started?
I would just say just start putting stuff out there. Start testing. Like, you aren't going to be perfect in the beginning. Like, you aren't going to be the best of your best. Just start putting stuff out there. Start learning new ways of editing, learning new ways of taking pictures, just like really just like invest yourself and really explore, just like just trying new things and just posting it. That's really the big thing, is just putting stuff out there. Because even if you don't think it's like, oh, I don't know if it's the best photo, but I still want to post, like I still want to get stuff out there. I would just say just post it and I don't know, just keep on posting, be consistent.
Mm.
And I've had a few kids, especially this year, that have been like asking me questions at the games, like yearbook kids with cameras. And they're just like, I really want to do what you're doing because I'm not sure where I'll be next year since I'm graduating this year.
Right.
So they're just like, I want to be you next year. Like, I want to do this. I want to take pictures. So it's really, really cool to see kids wanting to, like, I don't know, do that, because it's all over TikTok, Instagram, just like videos of the game, of sports games, and just crazy clips and pictures. So, I would just tell any kid just to start posting.
Yeah.
Just start getting stuff out there.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. How about any new projects that you have going, or any goals for this senior year, or even after you graduate, that you're looking forward to? Or,
I really haven't like sat down and like set goals for myself, because I like to just like keep posting, keep going, just like
you're full focused throttle. On right now.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing right now. There's not really anything huge coming out soon. I just started making my own t-shirts.
Oh, cool.
And just trying to get those out to people and wearing them at the sports games just to help build. I'm really blessed. It's really going well right now, and it's been awesome. So, I don't really have a goal, though, just to keep on going, keep pushing. So,
absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a great thing to have, especially at your age. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make this, like, daunting or turn it into, like, just something that's less exciting for you. I mean, and you have your senior year to focus on. It's not just media. You have school and friends and family.
That's been a really hard thing to do, because, like, my friends would be like, oh, we should go do this. And I'm like, oh, I got to edit photos. Yeah. Like, because that's just how I work. Right.
And you love it.
Exactly. Yeah. I really love the editing part, which a lot of people might think, oh, I don't want to go and edit 500 photos from the game. But that's the part that really helps, because I love doing it.
Yeah.
I just love like creating and just showing other people what I can do. I don't know. Something like that. I just love doing it. That's the biggest thing.
You can tell. You can tell for sure.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking about for college or continuing education after high school? What's your goal there? Or your dream job, even?
I really, really want to work for a professional team.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I was thinking for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, just run their social media, get posts out there, and just like an NFL team, MLB, NBA, just like, oh, just being their guy.
Yeah.
You know, or especially, I've been seeing it a lot more, but athletes, they've been like starting YouTubes or just like running their social media.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I do that now for the high school, so mm-hmm. I feel like I could really do that, and it would be awesome just being there. And yeah, so I feel like that's where I'm kind of aiming right now, just especially like practicing with what I can do with the high school sports and really mm-hmm. see, like, get my name out there and see, prove myself that I can take pictures at an NFL game, you know, just like. Yeah.
Your portfolio so far is very impressive. So I'm sure your future is going to be very bright in the media sense. And I'm kind of thinking of something that popped up when you were speaking about things that you're wanting to do. And there's a lot of, I think, because in the sports world mm-hmm. where you are kind of thrive, there's a lot of players that are going or wanting to go to play in higher levels in their sport. And one thing that is missing, or that has been missing, especially back when I was playing sports, was someone to put together like a highlight reel or something. And I think that even if you did that on the scale that you're doing, I think there's opportunity for you in the collegiate levels mm-hmm. even to start, and then straight up into the very, very highest possible levels of any, you know, football, basketball, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, there's so many opportunities for you, and it's exciting because you're so young.
I know.
That's crazy to me.
It is crazy. I do need to remember that I'm still in high school.
I need to
enjoy my senior year, but
absolutely.
I know, but yeah, just helping, that also is like a good feeling too, is just helping other players get their name out, sending videos to college coaches.
Yes, beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah. And just helping them too, it really like makes me feel good mm-hmm. when they're given chances, because someone like me, or we just have the kids at our high school have the opportunity to have video footage to send higher up, just to get that extra opportunity.
For sure.
So yeah, that's an awesome feeling as well.
I love that. And you kind of mentioned where we can find you. Mm-hmm. We can search you, but where, is there anywhere else? Is there somewhere on the Lewiston High School website that we can find your work, or is it strictly just like socials?
Not necessarily. Yeah, it would just be socials. Okay. Just Instagram is my main thing, and okay. I've like to just to keep it that way, just because it's easier for me just mm-hmm. to like put it all into Instagram. But by far, that's like where people find me the most. Mm-hmm. But then I have TikTok and YouTube, and I try to post on those too. But
got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for spending time with me. I know you probably have some photos to edit.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I am working on soccer photos right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'll let you be. But thank you so much for being here with me. Yes. And thank you to everybody for tuning in. We hope you learned something new today and feel one step closer to making sense of money. Don't forget to check out our newsletter and subscribe at p1fcu.org. We'll see you next time. We'll be right back.